The Guardian.
The US Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by 0.75%. It's the latest move to restore confidence for a nervous world economy. The move is less aggressive than the full 1-point cut financial markets had hoped for. The move now puts pressure on the Bank of England and other central banks to follow its lead in warding off a global slump. Here's The Guardian's economics editor, Larry Elliott.
I don't think we've seen anything like the turmoil that we've had over the last 9 months in the financial markets for 70 or 80 years. Certainly nothing in the post-war experience comes anywhere close to it, either in its magnitude or in its breadth. And so we're dealing with a whole different sort of crisis here this time.
How does it compare with Japan in the 1990s?
That's probably the closest parallel, in that you had there a very severe boom-bust cycle in the Japanese real estate market and in the stock market, which then burst, and the authorities were quite slow in dealing with it. And Japan got into what's known as a debt deflation spiral. The price of land kept going down, prices went down. And when the government tried to revive the economy with cuts in interest rates, it didn't work because inflation was falling and you could never actually get interest rates low enough to get people spending again. And that's really what the Federal Reserve is trying to avoid, although I think this crisis potentially, and I say potentially, is worse than the Japanese crisis, because at least that was actually contained to one country, albeit a very big country. This one has got a real global reach, and that's what makes it so potentially dangerous, I think.
The US Federal Reserve has made it easier for banks to lend to each other. You mentioned lowering interest rates there. What more can central banks do to calm the markets and restore confidence?
I think there are two things that central banks could do from here if this doesn't work. The first is that the US government has to realise that the absolute root of this problem is what's happening in the US housing market. And house prices there are still falling. Foreclosures are going up, and the foreclosure wave of foreclosures at auction is having a depressive effect on the rest of the American housing market. So I think at some point the government may well have to bite the bullet and actually stop foreclosures. It might have to perhaps nationalise that part of the housing stock, take it off the market and prevent it being sold, because that only that, I think, will stop house prices going down. The second thing that has to happen is coordinated international action to defend the dollar. I think that the fall in the dollar is one of the scariest parts of what's been happening over the last couple of weeks. It drives down the level of stock markets. It makes people very wary about holding US assets. And it's actually been driving up the price of oil and gold, because they're actually priced on the global markets in dollars. So as dollar goes down, oil prices go up. If the central banks could get the dollar underpinned, it could well bring down the level of oil prices, which would actually give a boost to the global economy.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.